Good morning. Spain's Europe Minister Jorge Toledo has said his country backs its Republic of Ireland friends on the question of a post-Brexit border between Northern Ireland and the Republic. He said Irish colleagues had told him they needed greater assurances on the border and that he trusts them on this matter and thought they could get an agreement soon. The Irish government has said Brexit trade deal talks should not proceed until there is a firm commitment to preventing a hard Irish border. A former Salvadoran army colonel has been extradited to Spain to stand trial over the killing of six Jesuit priests in El Salvador in 1989. Colonel Innocente Orlando Montano, who's 76, was flown from the US where he's been living to Madrid, where he was taken to prison. The killings caused outrage not just in El Salvador but also in Spain, where five of the murdered priests were from. Colonel Montano has denied any wrongdoing. He is to be questioned later. The judge in the case will then decide whether to keep him in pre-trial detention. The five Spanish-born Jesuit priests were shot dead along with a Salvadorian priest, their housekeeper, and her 16-year-old daughter in November 1989 by an elite unit of the Salvadorian army. Colonel Montano was the Deputy Minister of Public Security at the time of the killing, and prosecutors alleged he helped plot it and provide the killers with key information. Police yesterday arrested 23 people in an operation against the Georgian Mafia, one of the oldest and deepest entrenched mafia organisations in Spain. The operation, led by the State Anti-Corruption Prosecutor in Barcelona, saw searches carried out in 13 properties in Catalonia and Madrid. In total, the operation has led to the arrest of over 40 people in different satellite cells of the organisation who have committed a string of violent burglaries. And an emergency services spokesman yesterday said rescue teams have pulled three drowned men from the Straits of Gibraltar after rescuing one man from a half-sunken rickety boat and another from the open sea. One of the rescued men said there were six people on board originally. The search continues for a sixth person, and conditions in the strait were described as dangerous, with bad weather and rough seas. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.